This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Right now, Democrats and Republicans appear to be having a fight about Obamacare tax subsidies.
Well, you act like looks could be deceiving here.
Oh, yes. Karen. Like everything on the Hill now. Yes. It's actually a fight over whether Democrats get to keep illegal immigrants illegally on Obamacare subsidies via mass criminality and fraud. But it's disguised as a healthcare debate. Let me set it up.
Later this morning on Capitol Hill, competing health care bills will take center stage for votes as lawmakers fail to agree on how to cut costs for millions of Americans.
Lucas Tomlinson joins us live in Washington with the latest. Lucas.
Recall Senate Republicans agreed to hold this vote to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits to end the government shutdown last month. Well, here it is. And this is what's in the Republican plan, a little wrinkle. It extends those ACA tax credits and redirects money into health savings accounts, up to $1,500 in health savings accounts, depending on your age. Claims will be cut, premiums by 11%, and requires citizenship checks for Medicaid. It blocks funds for abortions and so-called gender-affirming care. Here's Senator Bill Cassidy, who is a physician.
It would take money that would go to these premium tax credits, and we put it into health savings accounts so that the patient has money in her pocket to pay the insurance policy out of pocket. This is a way to give the American people the power of the purse and not give the profit to the insurance company.
I've never thought I'd see this, Lee. Democrats fighting not only to give massive profits to the insurance companies, but to help them continue to defraud the federal government, which Dr. Oz, head of the Medicaid and Medicare Center, said has resulted in an average 5% higher premium. And those are $26,000 to $28,000 premiums per plan if you've got a family of four, based on the fraud. They are fighting passionately for fraud. What is going on here? Okay. During COVID, since everybody was staying home for no reason, and they didn't have a lot of money, they basically gave folks, you know, extra money for Obamacare. Now, what happens with Obamacare, and this is the corruption we need to break the back of, is the subsidy for your plan goes direct from the federal government to the healthcare companies. And we didn't know it, Lee, but the healthcare companies were defrauding America like Somali immigrants. I mean, they put these Somalis to shame, honestly. And here's what happened, okay? It's actually kind of an interesting story and just really broke this week. It was mind-bending. About 35% of Obamacare plans that the federal government pays the healthcare companies for are fake or they're illegal. Well, here's why. Like every other program, Democrats turned the fraud controls down to zero, as Elon Musk and Doge explained. So now, to sign up for Obamacare, all you need is a name and a birthday. If an insurance broker can get your name and your birthday, you are signed up for the plan. You will never even know you're signed up for the plan. They also made a lot more people eligible to get the 100% compensation plans. Why did they do this? The Democrats under Joe Biden. Well, supposedly so they could get more signups, but that's not it. It's so they could hide the illegal immigrants. I mean, it's kind of hard to hide, 12 million people on Medicaid. It kind of shows. So they needed to scatter them out, scatter the fraud out through Obamacare, right? So that's why they did this. Insurance brokers figured it out really quickly. Wow, all I need is somebody's name and birth date, and bam, I'll send them up for the plan. I'll get a reimbursement. Like, I'll make money. Yep, that's it. So massive, absolutely massive fraud began. And they caught it. They caught it. This crazy new report came out. So Democrats did this so they could sign up their illegal immigrant friends. It's incredible. Dr. Osley, we had this yesterday, talking about the cost of this fraud and the illegals on everybody's healthcare premium is 5%. 5% illegal fraud. So here's the problem Democrats have. Number one, did you hear that? Wow, we're going to do a citizenship check. Okay, that's enough to get them to go wild,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. And number two, their friends at the insurance companies who wrote Obamacare don't get to defraud the American people anymore.
Whoops.
Yeah. See, so that's problematic. Democrats are fighting to send the money to the healthcare companies and keep the current system where there's no way to check if the person is an illegal immigrant. That's what this is about. It's mind-blowing when you hear it. But the Democrats describing this actually use a bunch of blah, blah, blah. So it sounds confusing.
Democrats led by Chuck Schumer want to extend those tax credits for 3 years and are not going along with the GOP plan.
Republicans are fighting with each other. They can't even come up with a plan. So they put in this junk insurance thing, which does absolutely nothing.
You can do it with us by putting this on legislation, or we are going to march into the midterms against your resistance and win and get this done.
Now, some are calling this the Obamacare bailout. The bill is likely to fail because 60 votes are needed to advance it. Absent a change, premiums are expected to double at the end of the month for more than 20 million Americans.
Yeah, so we got a hostage situation, basically. Yeah. Democrats going to block this to keep the illegal immigrant signups going and fraud for their friends in the insurance companies. Let me play this real quick. So people, this is one of my favorite clips from the last 2 weeks. This is Senator Roger Marshall describing the 35% Obamacare fraud rate, not refreshingly by Somali immigrants, although I'm sure many of them are on the plan too, illegally, but by some of the Democrats' other friends who they turn their head and allow crime to occur. And that would be the health insurance companies that were, remember, at the White House every day, almost every day of the week under Obama,
yeah,
literally writing the bill. And Democrats were cool with it. It's crazy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay, here's Republican Senator Roger Marshall describing what is in that incredible report that came out this
week. What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare is what's created this fraudulent opportunity more than anything else. And again, Democrats own this. Obamacare has been the law of the land for 15 years. They own this crisis. To your point, President Trump, like myself, is a business person.
Okay, here's the crazy part. The number of fraudulent signups. Okay, so what happens is they got rid of the fraud controls. So all you need is a birth date and a name. Some people are giving that to these insurance agents, not even realizing what they were. They didn't mean to sign up, right? And the insurance company's taking advantage of this loophole that was created to sign up the illegals with only their name and a birth date. No social security number because they don't have one, right? So insurance companies figure this out, defraud the American people at a rate of, they think, 35%, right? So there's the 35% fraud. The government pays for these plans nobody ever used. I mean, Lee, have you ever had a year without a claim?
No.
I haven't either. Not even when I was like really young and really healthy. Just like never happened. I always got a hangnail or something. So that's impossible. So all these people are now calling Health and Human Services and screaming, wait, at tax time, wait, I didn't sign up for this. Hundreds of thousands of calls they've gotten because of the Democrats' fraud. They opened the loophole and the illegal immigrants and the insurance companies drove right through it. Listen to how many people Dr. Oz has found. 4.4 million. Those are plan holders, okay? So that could be for an entire family. 4.4 million people fraudulently, illegally, or fakely signed up.
The problem here is that you, the American taxpayer, are footing the bill for all of this fraud in the form of tax subsidies. Under President Trump and Secretary Kennedy, we are not sitting idly by. We've uncovered 4.4 million improper enrollments, including roughly 1.6 million.
That's insane. 1.6 million, actually, that name is enrolled on Medicaid, too. Why? That's illegals committing fraud. That's, you know, John Jose signed up for free, and then they used the same name to sign up his friend down the street that he told it about, told him about it. So you're talking about over 6 million policies that the government pays on. I mean, the size of the fraud's insane. And that doesn't even count the insurance fraud. So this is what Democrats are fighting to keep, Lee. And they're perfectly willing to let premiums double for some people, for 20 million people, to hold the country hostage to continue this system of theft. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. This is incredible. And here's the craziest part. Brilliantly, in the big, beautiful bill, they realized early on that they needed a provision to get these people off of Obamacare to stop the Democrat fraud. So they put one in the big, beautiful bill. It's law. So there's good news, right? And you know why we haven't removed them yet? Democrat lawsuit. Yeah. To keep them on. Many of them didn't want to be signed up. They're completely fraudulent or they're illegal immigrants. And Democrats are suing, I am not kidding, to continue the fraud. Do you ever think you'd see a thing like this in this country?
Nope.
This is crazy. It's just nuts. So there's going to be a brawl over this. One of the really cool things that Trump is trying to do and that we saw evidence of, you know, Trump RX?
Yes, right.
And you can go on there. It's not everybody.
Trying to lower the cost of prescription drugs, yes.
And they were able to lower prescription drug costs between 5 and up to 50% on many drugs simply by cutting out these stupid insurance companies. Yeah. And letting Americans buy direct from the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out the pharmacy, cut out the stupid insurance, because that's insurance at two points, at the medication level, but also at the pharmacy level. It's good. Cut them out. huge, massive savings. Going to show that a lot of this cost of healthcare is just the Democrats defrauding Americans to pay off their insurance company friends.
Well, it also shows that free marketplace enterprise, free enterprise works.
Yeah. Why do we need two, three layers between us and the pharmaceutical company? We'll just buy from the pharmaceutical company. Common sense.
Yeah. Doctor prescribes it, you buy it from the drug maker.
Why Democrats do we have to
have, yeah, exactly.
They hate it. Why? Because the government can't tell you what to do using the insurance companies as a blunt weapon. They're all in it. It's a cartel. So it's like another one of these cartels.
Prescription drug cartel.
Yeah. This is one of the things where, gosh, if we just had a little bigger majority in Congress, we could dramatically lower health care costs for Americans, get the corruptions out, get the illegal immigrants out, get the fraud out, pass the savings on to Americans. But Democrats won't let us. So, but I never thought I would see Democrats, I mean, going to bat for the pharmaceutical companies, going to bat for the insurance companies. It's like they're everything they ever accused Republicans of being. It's wild. So we need to increase our margins in the midterms, not lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.